Page 32. Tips for souvenir shopping. Avoid collecting vacation junk with these helpful tips. One of the fun parts of traveling is shopping for souvenirs. But I go to a lot of different places. And how many t-shirts, mugs, and keychains from everywhere do I want? Plus, those things aren't usually cool or unique to me. With a bit of effort, I can find something better that will really awe my friends back home. Here's what I do. Pick and choose. Think, do I really want this? I don't need a ton of things to help me remember my vacation. I buy myself two or three small things that I really like. They won't weigh me down on my trip, and they won't clutter up my room when I get home. Use it. I get so many compliments on clothes and jewelry I bring back from trips. I love saying, "Oh, I bought this at a little market in Thailand." For you, it might be wall art, bags, or maybe music. Buy things you'll use. Don't spend money on something that will just collect dust. Get personal. Think of your friends and family. I recently went to India and bought my mom a bracelet made out of seashells. It wasn't expensive, but I had my mom in mind when I bought it, and she loved it. Small, colorful, unique. Perfect. If you're buying a gift for someone, think about who they are and what they like. Now get impersonal. You need to take something back for your class or office, but you can't buy something special for everyone. Buy a tasty snack or candy from the place you're visiting and bring it back to share. Make an exception. I do collect one useless thing. Flag patches. I like to buy one for every country I visit. Collecting the same thing from each place you visit is fun, and big collections are impressive. But pick something small and interesting. The last tip, enjoy the hunt. Shopping for souvenirs should be an entertaining part of your travel adventure, not a chore. Word bank. Souvenir. After we visit the museum, we'll shop for souvenirs. Awe. The amazing performance awed the audience. Clutter. David cluttered his room with posters and old comic books. Compliment. Say thank you when someone gives you a compliment. Bracelet. This bracelet belonged to my grandmother. Impersonal. Some people think money is a very impersonal gift. Patch. Peter's backpack was covered in patches from the different places he had visited. Entertaining. What an entertaining show. I understand why you watch it every week. More information. Keychain. Seashell. Talk about it. What kinds of souvenirs do you buy when you travel? Do you collect anything? Tell a friend about it.